Good afternoon. It is 3:26. It is not Tea Time Tuesday. It is not Thursday night prayer. It is a time that I am sitting here with my dear sister, Lisa Santiago. And I
Hello.
am delighted to have her. We will be wrapping up our Tuesday night class on soul care, and she was one of the star students. The next class will begin on July the 21st at 7 p.m., and we welcome you. The information has been posted on Facebook, and we welcome the opportunity to have you in our class. I promise you, your life will never be the same. So, Lisa, can you share a little bit about the class and what it meant to you and some of your takeaways?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, soul care is so often overlooked. We do service, we have rituals, but we don't always necessarily focus on caring for the soul. And that word care kind of made me stop for a while. It made me think about caring for my children, caring for my parents, and caring for my soul with that same thought process was very different than even the self-care quote. You know how we all talk about self-care? So that's your manicure, your pedicure, your timeouts, right? But soul care was different. It was so much more intimate.
And I was so blessed by your sharing, Lisa, about the flower and how if with that one entity, that one visual, it was transformative to you as well as to others. Can you share that flower with us and tell us what that really meant to you in the class?
This little dried flower meant it took me on a journey. Even the other part of soul care or prerequisite to soul care, which is that spiritual autobiography, this flower was sort of like a mini spiritual autobiography. It took me on a journey of what it meant to examine a moment in time for the fullness of that moment. Not to get to the next moment, for the fullness of that moment. Just imagine if you're trying to get one single memory, and that memory is a lemon that you have to squeeze, and you can't put it down until all of the juice is out of it. And that's what this flower was for me. I spent 25 minutes, and it was a whole flower. It wasn't a pressed flower at that time. It was an actual flower, but I've kept it because it means so much. But imagine having taken 25 minutes looking inside each petal, examining the stem, examining how life got brought to it, examining and considering what was it created for? Like, what is it for? It was a bit overwhelming at times because in contemplating the flower, I also saw the parallels of self and self-evaluation. And even some of the harsh criticisms that I gave to the flower, I realized that I was also putting on myself. You're a flower. You don't do anything. You're pretty, but you don't do anything. You're useless. That was the pervasive place that I kept going back to, is useless. And it hurt me, but it made me re-examine, whoa, why do you feel that way about this flower? And that's what brought me back to, girl, you need to care for your soul. There's some spots in there that she needs massaging, she needs holding, she needs relearning, right? Because I had to relearn the flower. The beauty in this flower was the important component to it. God created it that way.
So part of your flower experience, or maybe we will create a new discipline, the flower discipline, because there's so many beautiful flowers that God creates. But part of one of your epiphanies was the fact that this flower, stopping, really stopping to smell the roses, stopping to examine the flower, took you away from having the need to perform. And we're in such a performance-oriented society. And so when you were communing and relating and connecting with the flower, you didn't feel the need that you had to do. One of your focuses was to be. Mm-hmm. And so many people know one of my favorite scriptures is to be still. We are human beings, not human doings.
Yes.
And so can you talk a little bit about what that transformation was like from feeling like you had to do something mm-hmm. and to be fully present in the moment? Because that's one thing that God calls us to be, is to be fully present with him. Currently, I am going through a prayer with For Charlotte Prayer Network, and we're praying and fasting this week for the next 5 days. If anybody would like to join us as we pray for our city and pray for our community, we invite you to join us. You can do the Daniel fast or higher, whatever fast God has called you. But we're called to listen. You know, as an intercessor, so often I like to intercede. I like to petition. I like to give thanksgiving. But to pull away from so many things that we're familiar with and just to focus on the discipline of listening to God can be it's unique. And it has been a beautiful experience. And I've only been doing it 2 days and we got 3 more days to go. But anytime we do something different, there should be a kind of growth. And sometimes we have to ease into or to lean. I like the word lean even better. We have to lean into what God is doing and what God is saying. So once again, what were some of the things that happened when you realized you didn't have to do, but your focus was being? Yes.
It was extreme. I did the exercise for 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I know that because I had an appointment and then I had another appointment and there was 25 minutes in between, and I reached up and I picked the flower up at the end of that first appointment before the next. And I actually stayed there. I usually try to find something that I can do. What can I do for these 20 minutes? Because idle 25 minutes, you're not supposed to be idle. You know the saying, idle hands, the devil's workshop. And all of those things. And they really resonate with me. Those things resonated with me. So for me, this 25 minutes of examination, floral examination, I was examining the flower. It was at first a challenge, you know, because I have a tendency to always want to figure out why. Like, what can I gain from this that I can teach to someone else? What can I gain from this to, and it's always working, even in the midst of what's supposed to be rest or just meditation or even prayer. And I realized it was a form of prayer without petition. That it was actually what you might call resting in the Lord. Because I didn't need anything. At the moment, I wasn't asking for anything. I wasn't thanking him for anything. I wasn't burdening him with anything. I wasn't casting any cares. I was merely examining his creation. Now, I had to bring myself back from time to time because I was trying to find the why in the examination as opposed to just examining, you know? And it made me think of another exercise that I had done with the meditation with an exercise that Deepak Chopra had, where the chants were supposed to bring you back to the nothingness. When you feel your mind slipping into trying to figure something out or getting something out of this, you gather your mind by beginning one of the chants that he provides. And for me, I use the flower as the chant. Get back to the flower. How deep can you see inside this flower? Can you see where the pollination is? Can you see into the stem? What else can you find out about it to stay present in the flower? It was remarkable.
Amen. And one of our things is really, we're not opening up our minds to just wander anywhere. We're opening up our minds to the presence of God.
Yes.
And in our practice, we are not necessarily doing a chant. We're just seeking to hear from Almighty God.
Absolutely.
Because we want to make sure we stay centered in a Christocentric kind of journey. So my sisters and brothers, I leave you with this. Join us on this journey of soul care as we come together for our second class on soul care and African American practice. Amen. We are excited. Soul care and African American practice. And so you can go to my website or you can go to Eventbrite to register. And I look forward to seeing you. Amen. God bless you.
What's your website?
My website is BarbaraLPeacock.com. BarbaraLPeacock.com.
Amen. And they can register there?
Yes, they can register there. Amen. Amen.
It's an amazing class. I'm telling you that it will be the best 5 weeks that you spend caring for your soul, nurturing it with great guidance, wonderful classmates. The purpose and intention is amazing. And I completely, completely recommend it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to the last session. And I've dog-eared my book. I folded it up. It's highlighted. My flower lives in there. It has become a handbook for me to really take care of my soul. And I thank you for that, Dr. Peacock.
Amen. And
or should I say Dr. Soul Care?
I love you all. Thank you for taking a minute to join us. And we will see you soon. God bless. Have a fabulous day.